for us, it's been an important budget. We probably would like some more specifics about the expenditures and how it affects multicultural communities. But broadly speaking, these are areas that we certainly welcome, and I think are really crucial for future prosperous and multicultural Australia.
ये हैं कार्लो कार्ली, जो सांस्कृतिक और भाषाई रूप से विविध पृष्ठभूमि वाले ऑस्ट्रेलियाई लोगों का प्रतिनिधित्व करने वाले राष्ट्रीय समूह फेडरेशन ऑफ एथनिक कम्युनिटीज काउंसिल ऑफ ऑस्ट्रेलिया यानी फेका के अध्यक्ष हैं। वे कहते हैं कि फेडरल बजट में जीवन यापन की लागत में मिली राहत से प्रवासियों को मदद मिलेगी, जिनमें वे प्रवासी भी शामिल हैं जो ऑस्ट्रेलिया में एक तिहाई से अधिक छोटे व्यवसाय चलाते हैं। प्रमुख शीर्षकों में शामिल है सभी करदाताओं के लिए प्रति सप्ताह औसतन $36 की कर कटौती, 1 जुलाई से प्रत्येक घर के लिए $300 ऊर्जा बिल सब्सिडी और लाखों छोटे व्यवसायों के लिए $325 की सब्सिडी। लेकिन श्री कार्ली का कहना है कि बजट में अन्य पहल भी हैं जिनसे बहुसांस्कृतिक समुदायों को लाभ होगा।
Certainly, when it comes to the green economy and the future of jobs, and that's linked to training and the commitment to 80% of Australians having at least a trade or university qualification, a commitment to create an ICT solution to the skills of migrants. As we know, a lot of migrants come to Australia are highly skilled, and yet they do menial jobs, the classic engineers who ends up being a taxi driver. Well, there's a commitment to ensure we have a stronger recognition of skills, monies for women escaping violence, but also there is targeted money specifically aimed at women that have come out, that who have got temporary visas, who are experiencing violence, so they're not caught in a trap where they can't leave because they're basically no longer have rights to remain in this country. So there's protections there.
वृद्ध देखभाल और बाल देखभाल क्षेत्रों में श्रमिकों की मजदूरी बढ़ाने के लिए भी फंडिंग अलग रखी गई है, जिनमें से कई प्रवासी और शरणार्थी हैं। इसका मल्टीकल्चरल सेंटर फॉर विमेंस हेल्थ द्वारा स्वागत किया गया है, जो एक राष्ट्रीय समुदाय आधारित संगठन है जो प्रवासी और शरणार्थी महिलाओं के स्वास्थ्य और कल्याण की वकालत करता है। CEO डॉक्टर अजेल मुर्डोलो का कहना है कि समूह के हेल्थ इन माय लैंग्वेज कार्यक्रम को सुनकर भी खुशी हुई, जिसे 18 महीने पहले राष्ट्रीय स्तर पर कोविड महामारी के दौरान लॉन्च किया गया था।
So stigma is different in every community, and we have to deal with it at understanding the cultural context of that, the historical context of the issue. So that is really important. There are so many different rules and different levels of access to health services as well, including sexual and reproductive health services. So our education programs need to, obviously, when we're referring women into services, they also need to be tailored because not everybody has access to all the services that are available to others in the community.
वे घरेलू हिंसा से बचे लोगों के लिए आपातकालीन भुगतान, जो $925.2 मिलियन बताया गया है, इसका भी स्वागत करती है।
If the national plan, as it says, its ambition is really to end family violence in a generation, and it really won't be able to achieve that if primary prevention doesn't become a key priority for government, and that needs investment. So that was one of the things that was a little bit disappointing to see, and I'm really hoping to see from future budgets that we have investment in primary prevention with specific tailored programs for multicultural communities to make sure that migrant refugee women are included in those.
प्रथम राष्ट्र भाषा केंद्र स्थापित करने और शिक्षण सेवाओं का विस्तार करने के लिए अतिरिक्त $53.8 मिलियन आवंटित किए हैं, और प्रारंभिक शिक्षा और शिक्षा परिणामों में सुधार के लिए फर्स्ट नेशन समुदाय नियंत्रित शीर्ष निकायों के साथ साझेदारी के लिए $29.1 मिलियन आवंटित हुए हैं। एरेंडा लुरिजा महिला कैथरीन लिडल 80 से अधिक आदिवासी और टॉरेस स्ट्रेट आइलैंडर समुदाय नियंत्रित शिखर संगठनों और सदस्यों के कोएलेशन ऑफ पीक्स गठबंधन की कार्यवाहक और प्रमुख संयोजक है।
We have to say that we are, that those signals that we're going to invest in children are really good signals. We know that for the first time ever, we're seeing 29.1 million over 4 years going into both SNAIC and NATSIAC as those peaks that lead in the children's space. That money is dedicated to ensuring that we are partnering with governments and that we are doing things differently. But it's still not enough. That it still needs to go the whole hog, and that means that all of our peaks need to be set up in that way. It also means that we need to be really thinking about how we stop children and families coming into contact with any tertiary interventions. Budgets are critical to being able to do that.
वे कहती हैं कि फेडरल बजट पहल का कार्यान्वयन अंतर को पाटने के लक्ष्यों को प्राप्त करने के लिए महत्वपूर्ण होगा.
Look, it goes some of the way, but I think what we see in all budgets at this point in time is there are winners and there are losers. There are things that are good and there are things that are not so good. For us to genuinely close the gap, and this is what the Productivity Commission found, we need to change the way we do this. There's a clear roadmap that says if you're going to invest, make sure you're partnering with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, make sure you're lining up all the ducks so that what you're genuinely getting is system reform. And until we get those genuine system reform elements implemented, we're always going to miss the mark a bit.
SBS News से बीवा क्वान की इस रिपोर्ट को SBS हिंदी से आपके लिए प्रस्तुत किया प्रियंका हथवर्णे ने.